Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area. Or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. Remember, we are the church where the shout has not gone out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have Young Adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have Judy singing Master of the Wind, and then part two of Pastor Duck's message, entitled The Glory of Our Creator, from Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. Amen.
Amen. We got a lot more to give God glory for. Folks, I'm telling you, we need to start thanking the Lord instead of getting up in the morning and complaining about everything that's wrong in our life. If we just get up in the morning to declare the greatness of our God and proclaim how mighty He is, how wonderful He is, and what He is doing in our life, and get our attention focused on God, I'm telling you, your days will change. Amen. Your life will change. And God will do a mighty work in your life. I think about what David wrote in Psalm 19, 1 and 2. He says, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth His handiwork." He said, "Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge." So creation is telling us something. Are we listening? Are we paying attention to "in the beginning God"? Or is that just another catchy phrase that we've picked up out of the Bible? It's not a catchy phrase. It is the Word of God. And it today will work in your life if you'll receive the message of God and what He has. The created words speak today of four things. First, it speaks of God's unmeasurable power. He possesses all power in heaven and in earth. And if you're saved today, the power of Jesus lives and dwells within you. When you're sitting there and thinking, "Well, I can't, God's already said you can, through my power and through my might. We've got to get into a position today of realizing that we are nothing, but He's everything, that we'll put our life in His hands and let Him have His way. He'll do a mighty work in our life. The thing is today, you've got to understand that He has unmeasurable power. Let me tell you, this is the same God that spoke creation into existence and said, "Let there be," and there was. This is that same God that lives and dwells within you and I today. Come on, church. Amen. This is this mighty God. Not only does He have unmeasurable power today, but He has a bewildering imagination. Oh, I'll tell you, I read God's Word, and to see what He has declared and what He can do, I'm telling you, it's beyond today whatever you today could ever conceive or think. To think that this God would create this world and speak it into existence and say, "Let there be," and there was. And then that we would find that in the first prophecy of the Bible, in Genesis 3:15, that He would speak of one that would come to be the propitiation for our sins and be our provider of salvation. And then we read in the New Testament and all the declarations that was prophesied of the coming of this Messiah. And then here He comes, and He did what He said He was going to do. He died on the cross. He paid the price. He obtained today our salvation. And praise God, listen today. This beyond my imagination, and that He is seated at the right hand of God the Father, and He's my intercessor. He's my advocate. He's the one that's calling out in my benefit, in my behalf, and He's the one that's giving today forgiveness, and He's the one that loves me with an everlasting love. And then He crowns that, and He says, "One glorious day I'm coming back, and you better get your heart, you better get your life, you better get your home, you better get everything ready, because I'm telling you today on the authority of God's Word, Jesus is coming soon." Amen. Amen. Praise God. So realizing that today He has an unmeasurable power, He has bewildering imagination, and today He has unlimited wisdom. And what's so awesome about this wisdom, James said, if you lack wisdom, call on God, and He will give it to you liberally. Amen. But you've got to desire what God's got. See, this world doesn't have wisdom. This world has knowledge. But folks, we need the wisdom of God. We need the wisdom of God how to bring our children up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. We need the wisdom of God how to live right, live holy, and live glorifying to God. We need today this wisdom of God of how today that we can be an instrument of God's righteousness today. It's not on what you think. It's not on what you perceive. It's what God has said in His Word. And if you'll make this Bible the chart and the compass of your life, and if you'll start living by "thus saith the Lord" instead of living by what every talking head tells you on television, on motivational tapes and everything else that we listen to, if you'll start listening to what God has said, let me tell you what, He'll do an amazing work in your life. Amen. And then fourthly, I find that not only does He do these three things, but fourthly today, He has unsearchable grace. Oh, thank God for the grace of God. God's riches at Christ's expense. Where our sins did abound, His grace did much more abound. Thank God today for the grace of God. For by grace are you saved through faith, and not of yourselves. It's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Amen. I'm glad grace found me in a mess one day, but didn't leave me like it found me. I'm glad grace reached down and pulled me up. Thank God. I'm glad today He put me into a relationship with Him and saved my soul. And you know what? He not only had enough for saving grace, but thank God His grace is sufficient to live for Him every day. He'll give you the help, the strength, the power, and everything that you need in your life that you can live by the grace of God. Amen. I don't live by today the flesh. I live by the Spirit and the leadership of the Spirit of God. And if you'll get in this Word and you'll start surrendering your life to God, He'll change your life. You can today stop combating all the evils and all the things of this world, and you can start living in the peace and the comfort and the grace of God that God wants to work in your life. Amen. Praise God. Now listen. Praise Him. Only God creates things. So, what we read today in Genesis 1 reminds us today that we are totally dependent upon the Lord. Yeah, but these governmental programs, well, I tell you, some of them I pray to God is going to be disappearing. Amen. Hallelujah. All this welfare and handout, it's time it stops. Amen. If you want revenue, bless God, don't go to the government to get it. Get a job and get it. Amen. Mm-hmm. We are totally dependent upon the Lord. And so today, Genesis 1 is it's the introduction today to this good God who is sovereign, meaning today, He's the God who has absolute control. Amen. You say, but preacher, this world's in a mess, isn't it? God's still in control. It's working out, and God has a plan, and hallelujah. You say, aren't you depressed about the conditions, about the morals, and about the economy, and about everything else, and all this turmoil, and everything else, and people picketing, and people protesting, and people shooting, and people carrying on, all that? I look to the God who's on my side today. And I'm looking and knowing today that when He said all these things, when they start coming to pass, you better look up, because your redemption is about to draw nigh. Amen. Jesus is coming, church. I'm telling you, you better get your life, your heart, your home in order today, because He's coming, and He's coming, as the Word says, as a thief in the night. And we better be prepared. Whatever is out of control in your life is out of control because you are trying to control it. And so you get God crowned King of your life, it's going to remain out of control. Amen. The God of the Bible creates all things, and this God who's in the Bible who created all things is the God who is controlling all things. Amen. And I love Romans 8:28. And I know today that all things work together for good to them that love God. And so today, you know, God's goodness today calls for our allegiance to Him. God's goodness calls for our allegiance to Him. Do you have an allegiance to God, or are you just one of those get-by, get-through Christians? Now, today, we have lost our allegiance to God. God no longer. I'm provoked. I'm trying to find a good word. I'm provoked at the voice and the image that the church is giving today. The church is shutting down everything. Churches in our community, they no longer have any identification to anything. They're putting names on the churches today that you don't know whether it's a nightclub or a church. Or an entertainment center. They've cut out the worship services. Now they're down to one little service in the morning, and that's it. And go have fun the rest of the day. Hey, have you forgotten Hebrews 10:25? Not forsaking the assembling of yourselves together? Have you forgotten today that God holds you responsible for being in His house? Amen. But the ball games are on tonight. Bless God, I don't care who's playing tonight. I'm not looking for a team to win because I'm already on the winning team. I could care less who beats who. I could care less about football, basketball, or any other thing in this world. Man, I'm looking to the one true living God who's already won my victory today. I don't have to sit down on the edge of the sofa hoping that they might make a touchdown. My Savior already has won the victory at Calvary, and I'm on the winning side. Amen.
Have you made a decision for Christ after listening to the program today? If you have, we'd love to hear from you. Write us a letter, Gethsemane Baptist Church, 411 Blue Ridge Street, that's two words, Blue Ridge, Lynchburg, Virginia, 24501. Or email our pastor at seaduck@aol.com. That's S-E-E, the letter A, then duck, D-U-C-K, @aol.com. Thank you, and have a great day. Thank you for tuning in to End the Garden Program, Ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.